Good Thursday. Today is September the 11th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, recently, the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack made an endorsement for the governor in the state of Ohio. We're going to visit with Ray Van Horn, who's chairman of the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack, and Luke Crumley with Ohio Corn and Wheat Growers Association to get more details on the selection process. We'll have that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Joining me today is Ray Van Horn with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack. And Ray, we want to talk about sort of a historic decision that was made here recently. A lot of folks have probably heard the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack has endorsed a gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Ohio. First time in 30 years. Talk a little bit about that because it's not something you guys take lightly.
Well, as an Ohio farmer, we want to be on the forefront of things, and we thought Vivek was the right choice, and I think to be a leader in this game, you have to be first.
Very well said. Well, I'm also with Luke Crumley today with Ohio Corn and Wheat, and Luke, as we take a look at political action committees, they really seem to be the way things have to operate in this day and age with being able to have influence and just have a seat at the table. Talk a little bit about what this does in elevating Ohio corn and wheat to really being a player in the game.
Well, Dusty, I don't think anyone will be surprised by the fact that it costs a lot of money to run for office. Even if you are independently wealthy, there are limitations on what you can do as an individual. But for groups like ours, made up of individuals or businesses that have needs in the policy space, PACs are a legal, above-the-board way to support champions of your cause. And that's what we saw out of Vivek as we engaged with him and his team over the last several months. We saw, A, there's an opportunity here to be first in the agriculture sector to support him. Number two, this is a way for us to fund dollars to his campaign and to make sure that he knows we have his back, because he has very clear public statements that are good for Ohio's farmers. He's pro-biofuels. He supports H2 Ohio. But more important than all of that, he actually wants to listen to Ohio's farmers when ag issues come to his desk.
And that seems to be something different as we see the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack stepping up with that. Oftentimes when we think about agricultural PACs, we think about them on a national level and larger initiatives and campaigns. But again, something that's going on local here, and obviously Ohio with a lot of local issues that impact agriculture.
Yeah, honestly, Dusty, this is something that we should be very proud of here in Ohio. And it starts with growers like Ray. 6 years ago when I joined the team here at Ohio Corn and Wheat, our pack had never raised much of anything. It was a very small pack, and that's the trend in agriculture. Agriculture traditionally is outspent by 10 to 1 or more by other industries. We don't even crack the top 20 of industries federally for political giving. We have to change that narrative if we're going to be successful in making sure that ag is a priority for other folks. Here in Ohio, what that has looked like is over the last 6 years, we went from raising $15,000 to $20,000 a year to the last two congressional cycles in a row, we built a total war chest, campaign war chest, of just shy of $250,000. That puts us in a footing to play at the national level and at the state level.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to continue our conversation now with Ray Van Horn and Luke Crumley, both with the Ohio Corn and Wheat Pack. Right. It all started with the farmers, and as chairman of the Ohio PAC, talk a little bit about that. Where did this come from on a grassroots level, the idea to step into that arena a little bit more aggressively and endorse Vivek?
Yeah, as a farmer, as the way I look at it, if you're not at the table, you're the dinner. So, I mean, we want to be on the forefront of a lot of the political issues and get Vivek to come ask us for advice on some things. I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to be in his ear, and we can advocate for him and us all at the same time.
Now, talk us through the process just a little bit, if you will, as this decision was made. it wasn't just a meeting you took a vote and decided, yep, let's endorse this guy. You actually had conversation and Q&A with him.
Yeah, we did a lot of Q&A with him, asked him a lot of tough questions, and he was on board with most all of our ideas. And, I mean, we took some ideas from him, too, and it's good to have communication and advocating for each other.
Now, Luke, one thing I think that is nice is this hopefully plays itself out down the road. As Ohio Corn and Wheat PAC becomes a player in this arena, a little bit more aggressive player in this arena, maybe candidates will seek you guys out.
Yeah, good correction there, because we are a player in this arena, and we've already seen that happen. We are giving maximum legal contributions to multiple candidates at the federal level. We're weighing in more heavily with this gubernatorial race because we realize here in Ohio, you need the big three to understand your issues. You need the governor, you need the Speaker of the Ohio House, and the President of the Ohio Senate. And we are working aggressively to engage on all fronts there. And we know that we have folks on both sides of the aisle who can be champions for our issues. Our PAC has supported Republicans and Democrats alike. You know, this step here, it's more than just putting money behind a candidate. This is putting our name and our active support behind someone who has really stood out to us amongst all of the folks who could be considering governor in Ohio. Vivek was a clear runaway winner in the eyes of our board.
Ray, I'm curious, from your standpoint, maybe more of a personal question, in those conversations, what were some things that maybe struck a chord with you or just sort of solidified in your mind, yep, he's the guy?
I mean, he definitely wants to open up new markets for Ohio corn and wheat growers. And, I mean, he's all for open markets. That's what really opened my eyes. I mean, we have to keep this train moving.
So, Luke, I guess the final question then, as we move forward, will farmers expect to see more of these type actions? Or if farmers have someone that they think, you know, this is a big issue or this is an important person that can be a player, how should they go about bringing that to the attention of the PAC?
So the starting point is our growers who are spread across the state, and our PAC board is made up exclusively of growers who are members of our association, who understand our policy issues. And, you know, when you engage with Ohio Corn and Wheat, broadly, you have an opportunity to get involved in this type of work. And I can't solicit here, but, you know, when you make a contribution to any kind of political action committee, you are saying to the world, this is important. Hope is not a strategy. We've got to get to work. And this is how we do that effectively here at Ohio Corn and Wheat.
My guest again today, Ray Van Horn and Luke Crumley, both with the Ohio Corn and Wheat PAC. Gentlemen, thank you for your time. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.